You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to the surprising call of the Atlantic puffin. Yes, that's a bird. While there are no Atlantic puffins here in Wisconsin, a photographer from the state has made a splash on the internet with a picture of one of these aquatic birds after it made a successful fishing trip. Sunil Gopalan is a nature and wildlife photographer based in Madison. He's also an engineer at Epic. His photograph of an Atlantic puffin is up for a 2017 National Geographic Nature Photographer of the Year Award. Sunil, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about this photograph in particular, of this particular puffin. Tell us what you were looking for and how you got there.
Sure. So actually, I photograph birds, mostly birds. 90% of my work is birds. And what I'm trying to do here is I try to get birds that I haven't photographed before. So there are three species of puffin, and the Atlantic puffin was the only one that was left for me to get to. So I got out this place to get to the Atlantic puffins, and it was, you know, beautiful weather, sunny.
This is in Scotland,
This
right?
is in Scotland, yeah. Yeah. It's in this tiny island called Fair Isle. It's the very northernmost part of the UK. It's a four-hour ferry ride from any place of significance.
Wow, okay.
All right. So I get there, and it's beautiful weather. It's all sunny and clear all the time, which seems like perfect weather for photography. But just one day, the skies kind of opened up and started pouring rain. And everybody left. And I was like, this is perfect. You know, I've got a lot of sunny, nice weather pictures. And let's see what happens when the rain comes down. So I got this. The puffins kept working. They go out to sea. They get the fish and come back to feed their young in the burrow. So I got this guy coming back with a mouthful of fish and had the raindrops on him, and that was a great opportunity. So I took as many photos as I could.
And how close were you to this puffin? It looks like you're really close from the picture, or maybe it's a long-range thing. I don't know.
It's a very long lens, but even so, I'm at maybe 15 or 20 feet at most.
And it's so distinct. Again, we have that link up to the photo, but, I mean, you could really see it in your pictures of this puffin and other birds. I don't usually think of birds having personality, and maybe I'm just putting human terms on it, but you really seem to capture a personality of birds when you're up that close.
Right. I try to do that. I've been often asked, why do you take such tight headshots of the birds? I think, you said it exactly right. The personality comes out when you take a headshot. You know, there's something individual about this bird. It's not just in any other puffin. So when you take a nice close headshot, you can see, you know, what's so special about it? It's not exactly symmetrical, even though it looks that way. And that's just this bird, and that's something individual about it. And I try to pull that out in my pictures.
And of course, the bird isn't the only animal in focus. There are a bunch of fish, and I've seen people refer to this as the glutton puffin or greedy puffin. These fish aren't just for the puffin itself, right?
Right, right. So it's basically the puffin goes out to sea. It grabs all these fish. It has special kind of tentacles in its mouth, so it can keep the fish stacked in there as it goes after more and more fish. And when it has a mouthful of fish, it's coming back to feed its young, which are still in the burrows. The young won't come out for another month or so, so they're completely reliant on their parents going out and getting these fish back.
So I've looked at some of your other work. You've got a lot of great pictures out there of birds. Did this particular one, strike you as something special? Like, yeah, this is something that people are really going to appreciate above and beyond.
Above and beyond, maybe not so much. Like I said, I tried to take these close headshots, and I knew it was special in the fact, it's rain, there's something different about this. But it really got a great reception that I wasn't really expecting that.
And National Geographic seems to like it even.
Yeah, and National Geographic picked it up and shared it, and hundreds and thousands of people all over the world have commented on it, and it's just been great.
So a fair amount of people are into photography. You've really got this specialty, as you said, of photographing birds, and you do it here in Wisconsin, but you also travel the globe. What got you into photographing birds in particular?
So I've also always been interested in photography. When digital photography came around in the late 90s, kind of renewed my interest. It's much more accessible now with digital photography. And birds, I think I've been interested in birds far longer than I've been interested in photographing them. Birds are, you know, they're small, they fly away, they're very, they're hard to even observe. And photographing them just makes it 10 times more difficult. You know, photograph something that's ready and able to fly away from you at a moment's notice. It's just a challenge. It's really mostly the challenge that gets me going there.
Do you sometimes have a failed expedition? You're out there, you're trying to get those shots, and you just don't come away with anything you like?
Oh, absolutely. Maybe 95% of the time, I try to get as many shots as possible, but 95% of the shots are discards. Not because they're out of focus or in technical problems like that. It just doesn't have that thing that I want to keep a photo. If you don't enjoy being with the birds, you probably won't like bird photography because there's so much, the miss ratio is so much that if you're not enjoying being out there, you're probably going to have a bad time because you're not going to get so many keepers as you might think.
What's the secret to catching something on a photograph that could fly away at any minute? Maybe they're even flying or taking off. I used to try to take pictures of my kids playing soccer. I've got a bunch of pictures of elbows, you know, and the rest of the kid is out of shot. How do you get something like a bird, you know, how do you capture that?
Well, the first thing to do is to, you know, you have to be knowledgeable about your subject, right? If you know your birds, then you can kind of anticipate what they'll do and how they might present themselves for a photograph. If you should really know your subjects, and then you can kind of predict, oh yeah, I know that puffin is going out to sea. I know it's going to come back to its burrow because that's what it always does. And when all the circumstances come together, the rain and the light, and then you're ready because you know your stuff.
And you've been, as you say, in this case, to Scotland to catch these puffins. You've also got pictures up on your blog on the Wisconsin River of the amazing sandhill cranes. Tell us what that was like going out and capturing them.
Right. So I got special permission from the Aldo Leopold Foundation to use their private property to photograph the cranes that were roosting in the Wisconsin River. This was last December. It was really cloudy, dreary days. I spent a couple of days in those blinds they have set up there, and snow was coming down hard. But, you know, you just kind of had to improvise. The light is poor. You can't take traditional photographs. So what I ended up doing basically, and I had those pictures on my blog, like you said, I took long exposures of the sandhill cranes coming in. And they're very far away, but with the long exposures, that kind of gives them a real ghostly, ethereal look. So I like that. It's a very distinctive photograph.
And you research your subjects. How do you make sure you're not disturbing them, that you're not crossing their boundaries?
Right. So the thing to be important with any wildlife is that if the wildlife reacts to you, you're probably crossed some kind of boundary. You know, if you can tell if you spend enough time with it, if that owl turns its head and looks at you and you're distracting it from whatever it's doing, you're too close. Back away. That's just the kind of thing that comes from experience and, yeah.
Are there birds still on your wish list? Is there a holy grail bird that you want to make sure you get to?
Oh, yeah. I really want to photograph spoonbill sandpipers, which are highly endangered birds that are found in far eastern Russia, and in the winter, they winter in Thailand. And there's very few left of them, and it's a very tricky part of the world to get to, especially now. But that's one of the big ones that's on my list, hopefully in the next 5 years, I hope.
Well, good luck getting that. And Sunil, thank you so much for sharing your work with us today.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Sunil Gopalan is a nature and wildlife photographer based in Madison. His photograph of an Atlantic puffin is up for a 2017 National Geographic Nature Photographer of the Year Award. You can see his photograph and get some cool puffin facts over at WPR.org.